And now for Giving Tuesday, we have with us from the Almost Home Canine Rescue, Kayla Obeslo and Michelle Seaton. Michelle is a volunteer for Giving Tuesday, and Kayla is the Events Relations Coordinator. Kayla, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
And Michelle, thanks for being here as well.
Thank you.
Now, Michelle has someone in her lap that radio listeners can't see, but he's sniffing the microphone.
Yep.
Maybe he'll make a little noise. Who is this?
I have Ezra with me. This is my current foster. Oh. So she's up for adoption. You can find her on our website, too.
What kind of dog is she?
She is a dachshund mix. She's about 2 years old.
She has a really endearing little face. You're fostering her? How does that work?
Yep, so she actually came in as an owner surrender. We had a big transport a couple weeks ago and posted on our foster volunteer page that she needed a foster, and I was kind of conned into taking her.
Right.
So that's a nice way of saying it.
Which was just fine. I said, oh, look at that sweet face. So, yep.
She's a little nervous. She has a very tiny little, big eyes. She's looking around. Sweet disposition.
Oh, yeah. She's very sweet. But, yep, she's pretty scared, pretty timid. Mm-hmm. When I first got her, it took her over an hour to come out of her kennel and kind of be comfortable.
So looking for a home that is not going to be pretty traumatic for her. Nice and
correct. Nice
quiet,
and calm.
Home. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll be calm here because it's public radio.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. We'll put on our public radio voices and be as calm as possible. Kayla, tell us about Almost Home Canine Rescue.
Yes. So Almost Home Canine Rescue was originally started in Madison, South Dakota. And in 2018, it was reestablished here in Sioux Falls. At that time, there was a group of people who said that they were going to take in 10 dogs at a time. And by the middle of summer, we had 90 dogs in homes and a couple cats. And since then, now we're sitting with about 200 volunteers in our organization. Over half of them are active. And what we do is we take stray, unwanted, neglected pets, and we try to find them their forever home. We also spay and neuter every single pet before they get adopted out. But basically, we really just try to make sure that we're placing them in their lasting home, not, they're temporary with us. They're almost home with us, but we want them to be forever home. So.
Mm-hmm. And Michelle, how did you get involved in volunteering?
I got involved a little over a year ago.
She's yawning. Yes. I have to tell the rate, they can't see her on camera. So she's yawning. She's licking your face now.
I know.
It's just
she's
really
just loving.
Yes. And the microphone. So whoever comes next to that microphone gets a dog kiss.
So yeah, I got involved a little over a year ago. I'm a longtime family friend of the director of Almost Home, and just saw that she was kind of starting this up, taking it over once it moved from Madison to Sioux Falls. And I said, well, I better be a foster mom. So that was just kind of what I did. And
how long do you usually foster dogs for?
It really depends. Yeah. Yep. I mean, could be a couple weeks to a couple months. It just kind of depends.
What's the job for a foster parent to sort of help with the transition?
We just go by, depends on what situation they come from, because we do take like breeder releases. We take owner surrenders. We take strays off of the remote reservations here in South Dakota. And so it just depends on their situation. We typically recommend kind of shutting down for 2 weeks and just acclimating them to the home. And then at that point, we can start introducing them to the other family members, the other dogs, and just a slow process. Some do adapt quicker, and we can tell. Ezra's adapting a little bit quicker. She's still just, we're taking caution with her. But we go based on how they're acting, and it just...
Just how comfortable they are. As fosters, we do, a lot of the training, like Kayla said, some of the dogs have never been in a home before, so just kind of teaching them about what being in a home and a family looks like. So
we love them like they're our own.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of activities do you have for Giving Tuesday?
Oh, boy.
We've got a lot. So
we started – I haven't slept yet. I've been up – I'm probably on 30 hours now.
We started this morning at Bar 3, which is a workout studio, at 5:30 this morning with Sweating with Puppies.
So we brought the puppies into the studio. They ran around while people were doing their workout, and that was a free will donation. Yeah. And we're repeating that event at 5:15. I know the class was getting close to full. So the information is on our Facebook page, or you can go to almosthomecaninerescue.com/dog, which is our entire day of giving platform that gives you all of the events. You just click the image you're interested in, and it tells you. So we have that. That was this morning.
Yep. We also have an all-day event at Stewart School. They're offering all proceeds or all all proceeds from all haircuts today are coming back to us at Almost Home. So
And they're open until 8 p.m.
Yep, they're
so
open until
people 8
p.m.
can call and still book appointments. Mm-hmm. All of the COFEO locations here in Sioux Falls have a donation jar if people want to stop in. Our upcoming
what locations?
The coffee shops. Yep, the Dolly Farms downtown, Louise Avenue. One of the really fun events we have coming up here at 1 o'clock is actually at Kidtopia. We have Mrs. South Dakota America who is going to be reading a story. It's a free will donation event, and so they can come have a story. They'll have a craft time with Mrs. South Dakota America. Puppies will be there, and Cheryl at Kidtopia is just, she's having a blast. So she is doing, anybody who buys a gift card today from either location, $5 off each $25 will get donated back to us. She has a giveaway as well for any donation off of our wish list, which is on our website as well, that you make and bring to the store. You're entered for a $100 gift card. We also have Escape 605 Axe Throwing, which $5 off every reservation at the downtown location will go back to Almost Home for the axe throwing.
No puppies at the axe throwing
event. Well, yes. they'll be there
behind
from
the line.
Behind the line from 6 to 8. No puppies will be injured or harmed.
Everyone's safe. No puppies have been harmed in the production of Giving Tuesday.
So we have that.
Which Kidtopia, west side or east side?
The Dolly Farms.
Dolly Farms.
Yep.
Farms for the story time, but both locations are accepting donations and all that.
Gypsy Trading Co., if you shop at all there today, they're going to donate a percentage back to us, and we'll be at their storefront from 3 to 5. And then we, of course, have the bar. And then at 7:30, we're having an after party, like, you know, Paul.
Yep, got it.
At Shenanigans, and you can come in there, make a donation, be entered for a gift card. And then, of course, we've got amazing stories and tales on our Facebook page that are posting every single hour.
So you're looking for financial donations. There's a wish list that people can find online. Volunteers, are you looking to? Is this
absolutely.
An opportunity?
We just actually, our most recent Facebook post is about fostering. And, you know, you have people who say, I can't foster because I'll adopt them all. And we tell you, you might adopt one, but you can't adopt them all, because if you adopt them all, you can't save them all. And we want to save them all. And so we have a volunteer post up right now in regards to that.
Yep. All right. It's Almost Home Canine Rescue for today's South Dakota Day of Giving. You can find them at almosthomecaninerescue.com or on Facebook, and go to southdakotagives.org. Hashtag for South Dakota today.
Yes.
Great fun. Ezra's now coasted out.
She's napping.
Thank you so much, Ezra, for being here. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much.